Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Representative Lindsay LaPointe, she represents the 19th District, is with us. And Lindsay, I know that you've got a new bill, and it involves people who are having difficulty trying to get their therapist to take their insurance. But you'll have to break it down for us and explain a little more. Like, is it state insurance? Is it Medicaid they have a problem with? Or is it private insurance?
Hi, Lisa. I would love to talk about this bill, and thank you for caring about affordable and accessible access to mental health support. So this bill, and it's HB 1085, is related to commercial insurance, which we sometimes call private insurance, that's regulated by the state. So it's not Medicaid, and there are also a whole bunch of plans regulated by the federal government. So this is going to affect about 40% of everybody with commercial insurance.
And so would I be one of those people with commercial insurance, like I have insurance through Nexstar, who owns our radio station, or is this something different?
It might be you. It's people who have Blue Cross, Blue Shield, Aetna, Cigna, companies like that that we're familiar
with. Or I've got United Healthcare. So
yep,
that would apply to me. Okay, because there are so many titles for these different insurance policies. And I mean, I'm included. I'm like, well, am I private insurance or is that commercial insurance? Well, now that helps me understand. Okay, so continue what the issue is right now with that.
Yeah, so one of the big issues we have today that stands in the way of people actually accessing mental health support, which might be therapy or it might be psychiatry for themselves or their kid, is when people pick up the phone and try to find a therapist in network that they can use their insurance for, they can't find a therapist that will take their insurance. But many therapists will just say, well, just pay me out of pocket. It'll be $150 or $200 for an hour-long session. And so many people decide to do that. And so they're paying their monthly premium, but then they're also paying out of pocket for therapy. And the reason that therapists aren't taking enough insurance is because the reimbursement rates that these private insurance companies pay, like Aetna, Blue Cross, Blue Shield, Cigna, are so low. They are so low. And in fact, when we talk to therapists and ask them, have you ever gotten an increase in your reimbursement rates? They say, we haven't gotten an increase in 10 years or 15 years. And so the bill forces commercial insurance companies to pay behavioral health providers like therapists and psychiatrists more and to bring them much more in line with physical health care so people have choices and can use their insurance when they need therapy.
You're right. I do know people that have been paying $200 out of pocket cash to a therapist when
that's
they
exactly
have insurance.
Right.
And I go, well, is that a copay? And they're like, no, that's just what I have to pay. And I've never understood what the issue is. That's kind of crazy that you're carrying insurance, you're paying your premium every month, and yet you still have to pay cash and it's not identified as a copay. Could they do that? Could they just say, well, our copay is this amount?
No. And in fact, what's happening is therapists, and I'm just using therapists as an example because many of us are familiar with therapists, they're just foregoing insurance altogether because it doesn't pay enough. And insurance comes with a lot of red tape that the therapists themselves have to deal with and a lot of paperwork. And that's why they just say, just pay me, just write a check for $150 or $200 if you want therapy. And so this bill gets at the fundamental reason why we don't have enough therapists that take insurance by forcing our insurance companies to pay more. And there's another component of the bill that seriously cuts the red tape to make it easier for therapists or psychiatrists to join insurance networks.
Yeah, and it seems to be not just limited to therapists. It seems to be other types of medical providers as well. This just speaks to the issues that we have with insurance coverage and how it is really not covering us.
That's exactly right. And I'm just using therapists as an example, but this bill would apply to all behavioral health providers. And when I say behavioral health, I mean mental health, addiction, recovery, trauma support. So this could be a psychiatrist, a counselor, a social worker, even those that are employed in private practice or those that work at our big health entities like Advocate Health. So it really seeks to bolster up people's access to the behavioral health support that, frankly, we all need. Needs are really high right now. Life is really stressful. We have to hold insurance companies accountable to covering the mental health care that they're supposed to cover. And this is a big part of it.
Well, we see many of the crimes are associated with mental health issues, with people who are literally having a meltdown and have no help or support. But I'm also getting a lot of texts on our text line saying, good luck finding a psychiatrist when you have Medicaid.
That's another huge issue. And it can be hard to find a mental health provider no matter what insurance you have. It is harder with Medicaid, and that's an issue we are tackling in Springfield as well. And what my role is as a state policymaker is to raise the reimbursement rates to make sure we are, for Medicaid, which we have some control over at the state level, make sure we're reimbursing psychiatrists at a higher level to incentivize them to take Medicaid. And at the same time, there's a lot of red tape that providers face when it comes to Medicaid, so we're actively working on reducing that red tape, because that texter is absolutely right. It is ridiculously hard to find a psychiatrist who takes Medicaid.
And you've got a lot of support for this bill, right?
We do. And it's simply because when we take the time to explain the bill, almost every single one of my colleagues identifies with it. Some of my colleagues have said, oh, wait, that's my situation. I pay out of pocket for my kids' therapy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
And so there are very few people that are not on board to this. And I'm proud that we have bipartisan support as well.
So if people want to read about this bill, where can they find out more information or reach out to you and share their thoughts?
Yeah, well, all our bills are on the ilga.gov website, so you can just go there and type in HB 1085. But you can also reach out to my office, because this is the top priority mental health bill of this spring that will really transform access to care. And so we love hearing people's comments and answering questions. And my email is info@replapointe.com.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for caring about affordable and accessible behavioral health care, Lisa.
Representative Lindsay LaPointe, Democrat from Chicago, from the 19th.